In old-fashioned slang, a chancer is someone who takes risks but prefers other people to pay for them. In this sense, Christopher Columbus was a prince among chancers. He persuaded two credulous European monarchs, Ferdinand and Isabella of Spain, that he could find a land full of fabulous wealth on the far side of the world, if only they would pay the enormous cost of his voyages. They paid. He sailed the ocean blue in 1492, and the rest is quite literally history. Today we celebrate the life and achievements of this astonishing man with varying degrees of enthusiasm. There will be some parades, some protests, and the post office will be closed. Columbus may have been a great persuader, but he was not a great planner. To be fair, it was hard for him to plan his voyages because he didn't know where he was going. In fact, he didn't even know where he arrived. His assignment was to find a westward passage to the semi-mythical world of unlimited wealth, where the streets were literally paved with gold. In this, he totally failed. The mapmakers of his time forgot to show that there was an enormous continent blocking the way between Europe and Asia, and Columbus ran right into it. On his various voyages, he landed in Watling Island, Cuba, Haiti, Honduras and Panama, but never on the North American mainland, not even on Long Island, which is hard to miss. To his dying day, he believed that he had in fact discovered a passage to India, although how he could have mistaken the Bahamas for India, given their very different tastes in food and music, remains a mystery. What we admire about characters like Columbus is precisely that they do take risks, which most of us would prefer not to. The great explorers of the past, like Captain Cook, David Livingstone, Marco Polo, Lewis and Clark, ventured into the unknown. As modern tourists, we venture only into the known. We know what to expect, or can easily find out. What this means is that the history of exploration on this planet is literally history. There may be scientific discoveries to be made in the depths of the jungles or the oceans, but essentially we have the complete map. Ancient maps had great blank spaces labelled, "Here be monsters." Now there are no such blanks, apart from some odd corners of New York City. This lack of unknowns in the geographical world is strangely deflating. No wonder we look for artificial excitement and simulated mysteries, and no wonder we stand in awe of the great explorers of the past, like Señor Columbus, who dreamed of new worlds and went looking for them, regardless of the risks. Elon Musk, a modern chancellor on the grand scale, may dream about going to Mars, and nobody is stopping him, but the rest of us are stuck here. We may wonder, as the future stretches infinitely ahead on the same old familiar planet with no new place left to discover, where on earth will we find our next big adventure? This is David Boucher.